Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Daddy Unscripted. My name is Tim Wheaton. I am the podcast creator and your host. And this is going to be my annual little mini Father's Day episode that I record every year. And yes, this one is a little belated. I apologize. I did record an episode, pretty much on this weekend. And it just didn't work out too well. You may have noticed I have not put out an episode in a little while, and I apologize deeply. It is all 100% on me because I have been kind of in and out of illness for the past 2 months, and I've lost my voice numerous times. It's just been completely non-conducive to being a podcast host, pretty much. So I've been having to reschedule with guests, and I will say thank you if you are one of those guests and you are listening. I'm very grateful that some of you have stuck it out with me and been extremely understanding and flexible with what is going on right now. I'm probably going to have to edit this a little bit, but I'm giving it a go because I have to get this episode out. So before I go any further, I'm hoping that some of you took that break because I'm sure you are waiting with bated breath for all of my episodes to be released. And while you had that little break from mine, I'm hoping that it gave you some time to dive into some of the other podcasts I've been talking about inside my podcast community that I'm part of, the Osiris Podcast Network. So as a segue out of that just miraculously happened. How about we give you a chance to hear a little bit more about the Osiris Podcast Network from one of our founders?
Osiris.
This podcast is in the loop, the Legion of Osiris Podcasts. What does that mean? Osiris is a community of great music and culture podcasts. If you like this one, go check out others at osirispod.com and get in the loop. Osiris is partnered with Relics Magazine at relics.com.
Okay, and I am back. So this past year has been pretty interesting as far as being a dad for me. Also been an interesting one for the podcast. But for me, I now have my oldest child is about to hit double digits this summer a little bit later, which is just crazy. And it's just been a really interesting year since my last Father's Day episode. So I did listen to my last couple Father's Day episodes just to make sure I didn't replicate any of that information. And I don't think I will. You know, I'm remembering my dad, of course, on this Father's Day, as I always do. And for those of you who maybe are new to the podcast or haven't heard an episode that I have mentioned this, my dad passed away. He had brain cancer of a really aggressive form, and he passed away back in 1990 when I was all of 17 years old. So I've been missing my dad now for, wow, I can't believe it. It's almost been 30 years. That is totally crazy. So Father's Day is, it's always weird for me, and I know a lot of you know this feeling because even some of you that I'm connected to on Twitter, I know that you talked on Father's Day, and there were a few of us that were talking about how this is always kind of a weird quote-unquote holiday because of us not having our dads around. And so Father's Day is always weird. So Father's Day is always a time for a lot of reflection on my dad and my time with him, and this time it always hits me at this time of the year and in all of the soft spots. And it does, you know, it makes me emotional. I'm not ashamed to say that I absolutely miss my dad, and it is a bummer to not have him around, to put it extremely lightly. So Father's Day is, it always kind of ends up being a little bit of that thorn in the side, more like a sword. Not really a thorn, ends up kind of being a samurai sword, maybe not even in the side, like maybe right in the heart. Also, I think the upside of that, though, is that it makes me cherish the day a little bit more. But, you know, with my Father's Day and how much I miss my dad on Father's Day, it does make me hug my kids a little bit more. And as if I needed that reminder, as if I needed the reason to, it does really make me just soak it all in all the more. The fact that I am a dad and that I have two really good kids that I adore and love greatly. I mean, they're like all kids. They have their challenges and they push me to the brink of madness sometimes. And at other times, I'm just cracking up laughing and having the greatest time with them, whatever we may be doing. And there was something tonight actually with my daughter, and I can't remember what it was, but I set her up perfectly for a joke. And it was a little out of her reach, I thought. It was a little bit like I was setting somebody my age or closer to that up for the joke. And my daughter freaking knocked it out of the park. And she hit the punchline perfectly. And it was fantastic. And I turned to my wife and I said, our daughter is becoming very smart and very funny, and she is maturing. And it's very true. So as I'm thinking about all this stuff and all that's going on this year and what's made this year a little bit different, some of the recent things going on in the world around all of us also has kind of settled in. What's going on with all of the children that are being separated from their parents at the borders right now, and all of that craziness with immigration. I'm not going to get political with you guys, but as a parent, it absolutely hits me a little bit harder thinking about all of these families being separated. And again, I'm not going to get into the politics of it and everything, but the baseline fact that these families are being broken up, and that these kids are being, I don't even know what to call it, like put in these detention centers or whatever they may be calling them, is just, it weighs heavily on my heart. And then one of the other things in that has affected our world was the death of Anthony Bourdain about a week ago now. It did make me think a lot about the fact that he was a dad, and it nudged me even to finally kind of speak out a little bit on social media about the fact that I am a, how would you say, a suicide attempt survivor, a failure at attempt, failed attemptist. I'm not sure, but, and I'm definitely not trying to make light of it, but at the very young age of 20 or 21 at the time, I did attempt suicide, and I made a very real go at it. And it's something that I talk about pretty freely because I feel like it is important for me to be open about that with people and potentially be helpful to others. And, you know, I was in a coma for about three and a half days during that time in the hospital, and thinking about the very real fact that I kind of don't belong here right now. You know, I very well could not be here for the last 24 years. And it's pretty crazy. It's not something that I skimp out on, and it's not something that I think about on a daily basis. But the fact that I'm a dad at all, the fact that I have these two little miracles in my life that call me daddy and that look at me with that look that we all have had in our eyes at least some point in our lives, and for others of us, many, many times, with just that undeniable, I don't even know the adjectives for it, a love that is not present for almost any other beings in the world but our parents. If we have those good relationships, which I'm very excited to say that I do with my kids and I did with my parents, and I know that I don't deserve any of this. I know and am fully aware that I tried to, I mean, at that time unknowingly, but throw it away when I was young. And I know that every single day since that day, let alone every experience, every relationship, every big or little thing that has happened in my life has all been, and I'm going to use this word right now, I just have to resolve myself to it, but it's all been a blessing to me because it's something that I do not deserve and something that has been gifted to me, really, because I tried to throw it all away. And very fortunately, I didn't succeed. And I don't make a concerted effort daily. I don't wear that badge around my neck and think about it every day and wake up and tell myself, I need to live my life to the fullest today because today is another day I should not have. I could do that, and maybe I should to some extent, but I think about it enough, I believe, and I do enough things to try to make other people's lives better, to affect other people in a positive way, to try to spread love and happiness and goodness into other people's day-to-day because of that. And yeah, I'm aware of the amazing things that have been given to me in my life, and that all of these things are these little opportunities that I shouldn't have, but I absolutely have them for some reason that I may not know yet. And it may just be to make that person's life better, or to spread some joy to this person or that person, people that I maybe don't even know. And I talked about this with my recent guest from the episodes with Chris Lazotte, and we talked about the fact that we may never know the effect that we have on people. And I think about that because of the very real opportunity that I had because of the fact that my suicide attempt failed, because I did have some people coming up to me afterwards and wanting me to know how happy they were that I failed, and how they were now given this like weird gift of having the ability to tell me something that they maybe never would have about the effect that I had on them in their lives. And I think that is something that all of us can embrace and do a little bit more. We maybe don't do that. And these are those things that the rest of us are left with when we lose loved ones. These like strings that suddenly become unattached when they're gone. And we never got to give them the other end of it, because maybe it wasn't the right time, or because we didn't feel like they would really care that much. But who doesn't want to hear those positive things? Like who doesn't want to be told, hey, you made me laugh today, or hey, thanks for being so cool to me the other day because nobody else was, or like you really picked me up when I was down the other day, or thanks for doing X, Y, and Z for me because it made my life easier, whatever it was. And this isn't my Thanksgiving episode. I know I'm talking a lot about giving thanks to people, but I think that this can be something that we can do, all of us, in our daily, in our week, in our lives, whatever scale, and maybe of letting someone know the positive effect, change, difference, whatever that they're having in your day or in your life, and things that they are doing. Because you know what you're going to do by that? You're going to perpetuate them doing more of that. And not that this should be your target. Like, I'm not saying that we should be doing this in a selfish way. But if you think about it, there's a really good chance that they're going to do that more for you. Because it's kind of like that thing, if you're scratching somebody's back, let's say, and I don't know if you're a back scratching type of person, but I like having my back scratched. And I'm talking about literal, not figurative, though figurative back scratching is great too, but I'm talking about literal back scratching here, which I like. So if somebody is scratching your back and you just sit there and you don't say a single thing, and then they stop and you don't say anything, what are the chances that they're going to make an effort and come back and scratch your back again? Many times, I think it's probably not that great, because they might not think you like it, or they may even think that you didn't like it, that you hated it or something. So if you're giving them negative, or let's just say you're not even giving them positive reinforcement and telling them, hey, that was great, I enjoyed that. I'm trying to not make this too lame, but that analogy just popped into my head because it does have a figurative and literal possibility of back scratching. So it worked. So if you tell somebody that you appreciate what they did for you, then they're probably going to do it for you again. And even if they don't do it for you, they're potentially going to do it for other people. And this is the big picture of like our global negativity right now. This is how we keep this great ball of positivity rolling through our planet, that maybe we'll conquer some of that negativity that's in our planet and some of this yuckiness that is out there. So by us being positive and not only trying to make other people's lives better, but also by simply thanking other people for doing that to us. So I guess that's my little tidbit that I'm giving away with this Father's Day episode, or somehow worked into this conversation. I will say, as I always do on my podcast at the end of this, but I really do appreciate every one of you who listens. Every one of you who sends me an email or sends me a tweet or whatever, responds to something, even if you're just clicking that little heart on Twitter or liking something on Instagram or Facebook, I'm right now, I'm going to thank all of you for those, because it does mean something. So because I'm talking about that, of all you social media people, I finally did something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, which is get more of you involved and potentially make it so I can be mentioning you on the podcast. So on Facebook and on Twitter on Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember, I posted something saying simply, what does the name or the word dad mean to you? And I told you I would put some of you on here, so I'm going to read some of those out right now. So on Twitter, Shawnee B-Boy, which I'm probably not even saying that the way that your name is, sorry about that, but he said something that I know I've heard a few times before, and I absolutely love this. He said it means your first superhero, and that's so true. Actually, that was said again by Antoine, Mr. B music teacher on Twitter, said my first hero, Mr. Fix-It, and unconditional love. Unconditional love, I think, is huge, and I remember hearing about that in detail from my parents a few times when they would describe to me that, like, no matter what you do, I will always love you. And I think that's a big thing for parents. MD2Ref, Mike on Twitter, said reliability, accountability, and patience. A whole lot of patience. And we're usually the last ones to know. I totally agree with that. And then on Facebook, some of the replies that I got, a few one-word replies from Dan, Stephanie, and Alexa were unselfish, humble, and intentional. I love that intentional one. Ian said, my dad had plenty of flaws. However, he was perpetually there to play ball, which he was terrible at, or any other games, and listen when I needed an ear. As I grew older, the flaws became apparent, but even they guided my life decisions. Dad for me is life coach, mentor, best friend, and confidant. Donnie said, being a dad is being necessary man. Not quite as appealing a title as Superman or Batman, but necessary man does whatever is necessary to provide, protect, play, encourage, love, discipline, and ensure his kids know their worth and potential. It's my favorite title. That was pretty awesome. A couple others, Rochelle first said, always reminds me of root beer, which just actually hit me as I just read that, because I was thinking, oh, I guess her dad drank a lot of root beer. But now I know what you're talking about, Roach. And Jamie said something that I'll talk about for a second. She said, single moms like me pulling double duty. And I have always said this, I will say it again, I have the utmost respect, awe, just an overwhelming sense of like wowness about single moms and how they do what they do. I cannot fathom how you successfully pull that off. So I am in my Wayne's World bowing down on the ground. We're not worthy in front of you single moms right now. So thanks for sending me that stuff, you guys. Make sure that you are looking for me on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, all as Daddy Unscripted. You can send me an email at daddyunscripted@gmail.com. The website is daddyunscripted.com. If you go back some of the old posts, you'll see some of my Father's Day stuff where I type some big things and show some pictures of my dad and me as a kid. So there's some interesting stuff on there. And also, again, you guys, wow, it sounds like I just did an edit, but I didn't. My voice just went into a different zone. Also, you guys should check out the other podcasts. There are some really great podcasts, and I've been enjoying a lot of them lately while I haven't been recording. So make sure that you guys go to osirispod.com and check out some of those other podcasts. You can also check out relix.com. That's R-E-L-I-X. We are partnered, the Osiris Podcast Network, I should say, is partnering with Relix Magazine and relix.com. So you can check all of that out. So I actually made it. I made it through this little, it is a little mini episode, but this does give me hope that I can start recording again soon. I think I have my first podcast recording set up for either later this week or for next week. So I am getting back on track no matter what. And maybe I'll just make my guests talk a whole lot more, but I will have some new episodes coming out soon. Make sure you keep an eye out for that. I will be posting stuff on my social media for you to get little clips from past episodes as well. And just keep making sure that you're sending in all that stuff for some guests that you'd like to hear from, because I would like to add them to my future list as well. So as always, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Umphreys McGee for letting me share your music on my podcast. As always, check them out at umphreys.com. They are in the middle of summer music mania, doing some festivals and whatnot. So you should go see them if they are local to you. And again, be good to your people. Tell people thanks and scratch their backs and you'll get a back scratchy back. I think that's the message, one of the messages of this episode. So happy Father's Day, belated, and I will be back with another episode soon.
Osiris.